We're honored to have with us in the studio special guest, Dr. Staley Colbert, and my friend there, been friends a long time. Dr. Colbert, thank you for taking time to come in and be with us today.
Thank you, Jerry. It's an honor to be here. You and I go way back. We've got a lot of history between us.
We do.
It's always an honor to come in here and visit with you and get to talk to the folks in the area. It's an honor. Thank you.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you always. And, of course, Dr. Colbert, one of our local dentists, and had a practice here in the center for many years and then moved on to other places. Now he's been Piedmont, just down the road, and that practice is doing well. But we didn't bring him in to talk about the practice. Those of you that go by and see Dr. Colbert know that he's doing well in practice, but he has an interesting hobby, and that is acting.
I do. I lucked into a role on a TV series that will be on tonight at 8 o'clock, and it's called The Haves and the Have-Nots. It's Tyler Perry's show, and it's been on, this is the second season, and I did an audition back in the fall, lucked into a role as a judge, and it will show tonight, as I said, it will air at 8 o'clock. I'm on two episodes. I'm on this week, and I'm on next week. Now, the way they do that, they show last week's episode first, so from 7 to 8, it's last week's. And then 8 to 9 is this week's. So I'm on this week once, and then next week I'm on twice, and then the third week out I'll be on once. So they show it twice, which is kind of nice. But I play a judge, Jerry, and the show is a soap opera, and John Snyder is the male lead. You remember from the Dukes of Hazzard?
Absolutely.
I think he was Bo. Was he Bo?
Yeah.
Bo Duke. He's the male lead. And nice fellow.
Also a country music star. He had several releases out in the 80s. He was on the charts there and had a lot of great country music.
He's a nice man. I met him on the set. He's very, very tall. He's a big guy. I knew he was tall. He's 6'3 or 4. Extremely nice. But anyway, he's the male lead, and he's a sleazy politician. Imagine that. And he's running for governor in Georgia, and he has a wife that he hates, and he has several girlfriends, and she knows about them. It's just a soap opera. Everybody's ruthless in this show, including me.
Oh, my goodness. Surely you couldn't be in a part, Staley, that would be ruthless.
Well, I'm not very nice, Jerry, but the story, if you're watching the show, you know that the whole series this season is leading up to this pivotal point where Hannah, who's the maid of John Snyder, her son's been hit in an accident, car, hit-and-run accident. And he's in his 20s. He's not a child, he's an adult. But he's been in the hospital for several weeks, and he's brain dead. So it's a situation where, as the judge, I have to decide, do we take him off life support or do we keep him on life support? And the father shows up, who's a deadbeat, and he says, "Judge, let my son die with dignity." And the mother's saying, "Please, Judge, don't let my son die." So it's quite a dilemma.
I'm sure. It sounds like it would be, no doubt about it.
And when I read the script, when they hired me, I was on the phone with Tyler Perry's people. You know, this is his series. And I said, "They're going to hate me." And the woman said, "Yeah, they're going to hate you."
How about that? So you're not going to be a popular judge, but you'll be a popular character in the TV show.
Hopefully I'll go back. The way it's written, this is the end of the season in 3 weeks. So I'm in the next two episodes. In the last episode, this woman is in jail, and they get her out of jail. And whoever gets her out of jail, I don't want to give away too much of the
plot. Right.
But the woman says, "I know that judge, and we don't like him, and we got something on him." So the way it's leaning, they're going to blackmail me.
Yeah.
And this is the season finale in 3 weeks. So hopefully, if Tyler Perry likes what he sees, you know, he may not. He'll say, "Bring the judge back. Let's blackmail him and get him in some hot water." So that's my hope. That wouldn't shoot till next fall.
Yeah, and that started the next season.
Exactly.
And, well, I know you and I have talked about this before. This is your passion. This is what you love to do.
I do. It's fun. It's. I don't fish or hunt and don't play golf, but I started this in my 40s. Over at Northeast College doing musicals. And I wasn't much of a singer, so I had to give that up. So I said, "Let's do drama. Let's do something else." But there is a tremendous opportunity right now in my position because Atlanta has become the Hollywood of the East. There are numerous television series being shot in Atlanta. Here's an example. The Hunger Games, the biggest grossing picture of this year, was filmed in Atlanta. Now, I auditioned for that.
Wow.
I did not get the role. But when I went to see the movie, I wanted to see who got my part. And it was a small part, but the residual pay on that film, working 1 or 2 days, was about $30,000 per actor. Yeah. Amazing. I would have liked to have had that one. But sure. I didn't get it. But I auditioned for the next one, and the next Hunger Games. There's so much going on in Atlanta. I have a great agent, and she likes me. And I'm an older guy, and I get a lot of opportunity. My role is the older man in the suit. That's what I get. I don't play cops. I don't play school teacher, but I get the CEO, the politician, the senator, the congressman.
And in this case, the judge.
The judge, yeah.
How about that?
It was a tremendous opportunity, and people say, oh, did you meet Tyler Perry? I said, yeah, he directed the scene.
Right.
And when I went in there, am I talking too much?
No, go
no?
ahead.
No, okay.
Go
okay. Ahead. If you want to ask some questions.
I am. Go ahead.
Okay. I went into the studio, and they treat you like a king, and you've got a personal someone with you that takes care of anything you want or need. You're hungry, you're thirsty, kind of gets you something. A first class operation, Tyler Perry Studio over in Atlanta. I mean, second to none. I was in there, and they were, asking me, what can we do for you, blah, blah, blah. And then they said, look, Mr. Perry likes to, they called him Mr. Perry. They don't call
sure.
him Tyler. Mr. Perry likes to shoot this in one take. I said, okay. So when you get in there and you do your scenes, get it right the first time. No pressure here. Okay, I'll get it right. But shot 2 days, and we only shot one scene twice. And he stopped the scene right in the middle of it, and it was a woman wanting to show some emotion. And he said, give me more. Give me more. He said, drop the lines. I'm not married to the lines. Just give me more emotion. And so we shot the scene again. And when you see this, she's good. Her name's Crystal Fox, and she's a wonderful actor from Atlanta. She was in The Heat of the Night. She was in that. But the scene that she does is next week. But when she finished the scene, there are like 50 people in the room.
Right.
There's sound and cameras, and there's assistant directors and so forth. And when she finished the scene, everybody broke out in applause.
Wow.
Yeah,
she was
yeah.
that good.
Yeah, she was that good.
Absolutely.
And I was just looking down at her with evil eyes. And they won't like me, Jerry, I'm telling you.
Oh, well, I'm sure they're going to love you as the character on the TV show. And we're going to be back to talk more with Dr. Staley Calvert about this show. And it's going to air tonight and next Tuesday and the next, so you don't want to miss it. The Haves and the Have-Nots. And we'll tell you more about it with Dr. Staley Calvert in just a moment.
Men, you can get your new year off to a great start with the Cherokee County Men's Conference featuring Alabama's Chief Justice Roy Moore and professional wrestler Lex Luger as guest speakers, along with several local pastors discussing topics of strong relationships in marriage and strong relationship with God. The Cherokee County Men's Conference is set for Saturday, February 22nd at The Rock, the Recreational Outreach Center at 300 East Bypass and Center. Seating is limited, so pre-register now to reserve your seat for this special day by calling 256-927-3316 or stop by The Rock at 300 East Bypass and Center. Doors will open at 7:30 on February 22nd with refreshments and conference beginning at 8:30 until 3. A great way to spend a Saturday. Conference is just $10, which includes your meal catered by Lanny's Restaurant and lots of great door prizes. Mark your calendar now for the Cherokee County Men's Conference.
Well, hello, folks. Brent Ellison here, General Manager at Chevrolet of Gadsden. Many of you know that I learned a lot about the automobile business from a great guy by the name of Old Ben. Yes, our friend Ben Dobbins. Ben told me as a young man, Brent, if you treat people the way you want to be treated, they'll come back and do business with you for years to come. And he was right. And that's what I tell our sales staff and managers all the time. At Chevrolet of Gadsden, we not only want you to be a customer for life, but also a friend for life. We strive to have that same theory in our service, parts, and body repair shop. And on top of that, we sell the best vehicles you'll find on the road. Chevrolet. I'm inviting you to come by today and test drive a new Chevrolet. Meet our staff and see for yourself. And listen, if you've had credit issues in the past, we have ways to help you overcome that. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-CREDIT. Drop by 413 East Megan in Gadsden or visit us online at ChevroletofGadsden.com. We're looking for you. Chevrolet, find new roads.
We hope you had a successful deer season and want to remind you there are still plenty of hunting opportunities left. Squirrel and rabbit hunting serve as excellent outlets to remain in Alabama's woodlands and can be enjoyed by all ages. Pursuing small game provides a great opportunity to introduce young hunters into this enjoyable pastime. It's the perfect excuse to get the kids into the woods and enjoy family times afield. So get out there and get to it. Enjoy Alabama's great outdoors.
Are you trying to care for a sick or elderly loved one in a home setting? Most homes are not properly equipped and set up for this level of care, and most people are not properly trained to provide continuous assistance with bathing and toileting, transferring from one room to another. When this level of care becomes necessary, Cherokee Health and Rehab is available to provide the level of care your loved one needs and deserves, with around-the-clock staffing to be there when it's time for toileting, bathing, feeding, dressing, medication administration, housekeeping, and much more. Improve the quality of care for your loved one today with Cherokee Health and Rehab of Center. Call for more information, 256-927-5778. Caring for those who cared for us. Cherokee Health and Rehab.
727, we're back in our studios with Dr. Staley Colbert, and of course, local dentist, but his passion is acting, and he has landed some roles in a TV show, and it's the haves and the have-nots. And Dr. Colbert, let's talk about when that's going to come on again. I know you talked about it being on tonight, next Tuesday, the next Tuesday. What time?
8 o'clock.
Central time.
Central time. Now, it starts at 7, but that's the replay from last week. So if you want to see last week's replay, go to 7. But the new episode is 8 to 9, Central Standard Time.
Okay, and it's on which network?
Oprah Winfrey Network.
Okay, so if you get the Oprah Network on your, whether you're on cable, on your system, or if you're on Dish or any of the other satellite, whatever you watch your TV on, if you get the Oprah Network, you can see this.
Most cables, of course, it depends on your package, but I know Dish and Direct and the local cables all have it, but you may not have it on your package. So if you don't, you should probably call your neighbor and go over and see if your neighbor's got it and watch it at your neighbor's house.
Exactly. It's going to be a lot of fun with Dr. Staley Colbert in there. Now, this is not your first role that you've landed. You were in some other...
We did Footloose a couple years ago. I had a little role in that one. But I filmed something in the fall for CBS, and it's a TV series called Reckless, and it's a law drama. It's a Southern law drama filmed in Charleston, South Carolina. And what's funny is the way I do these auditions, my agent sends me the breakdown, and it shows the character, and I get the lines. And instead of having to go to Atlanta like we used to and take a whole half a day, I tape it in my office or in my lobby, and my office staff reads with me, and they'll read the parts, and they'll film me, and we send it over the internet. So it takes 10 minutes. And I did this thing for CBS, and I said, they're not going to hire me. But I put on a bow tie and a suit, once again at the guy in a suit, and lo and behold, I got the role. So I went to Charleston, filmed it back, and I don't know when the series starts. It's called Reckless. It's a very serious soap opera law drama. And I'm in one scene, a couple of lines. But when I was on the set, you know, they do your hair and your makeup, and these people kept coming up to me, and they'd fix my bow tie and fix my hair, and they'd say, man, you look so Charlestonian. You are the most Charlestonian guy we've had in this whole series, because a lot of them are Northerners playing Southerners. And when I finished the shoot, this guy said, we're looking forward to having you back. Well, about 3 weeks later, they called me and they said, we want you back for another episode. I said, oh, good. I got a bigger role this time. And the next day, they called me back and they said, never mind. We've rewritten the script and we wrote you out. So you just don't know where it's going.
You never know. You mentioned a little earlier that you started this in midlife,
40s.
And picked this up as a hobby, and it has grown into helping with your income, but it's something that you love to do. Now, you started in a local theater.
Right.
We have Theater Center.
Yes.
And others.
It's excellent.
Theater, you know, Gadsden and other areas, people have local theater. What would you say to those people that aspire to get into the commercial end of it as you have and grown to? How do they do that?
That's a great question. Nobody gets into acting the same way someone else did. There's no definite path you can take to get into it. Most people, it's a circuitous little route, and you go here and there. And what I did was just baby steps. I did musical theater for 2 years, then I said, well, I don't really know how to act. And I found a school in Maine, and I went to Maine, and I would take week, instead of vacations, I would go to Maine and study film acting, camera acting. Camera acting is very different than stage acting. But to answer that question, perseverance. If you really love it, stay after it and take your baby steps. You want an agent. How do you get an agent? You've got to get into some experience. You've got to do some shows. I landed an agent when I did The Cuckoo's Nest in Chattanooga. I did the lead role in The Cuckoo's Nest back in the 90s, mid-90s, and I just lucked into it. And I got the lead, and I got on television, and they a lot of radio up there, and people were talking about, you know, this great cast, and I got the attention of an agent. And that's how I did it, by just baby steps, perseverance, and a little bit of luck.
And an agent seeing you and being sold on you and then help develop you. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And then my agent, when I auditioned with her 20 years ago, she said, okay, we're going to sign you. We're going to start sending you out on auditions. And you go to an audition and you get kicked in the teeth. You know, you go in this room and there's 10 guys that look just like you. And you look around the room and it's a little scary, and you think, yeah, I'm going home. You know, these guys are all just copies of me. But you do the audition, and then you don't get anything. And then finally, you'll get a call back, they call it. Well, they bring you back. You're in the finals, and they look at you, and then they say, okay, we like you. It's a lot of luck, Jerry. It's your look, your sound. When you read a novel, you get an idea of what a character may look like.
Right.
Now, that's what they do. And when you walk in to the audition, in 10 seconds, they know, this guy, yeah, he's a maybe, or no, he's out. It's a look. And like I say, my look is the guy in the suit, the older guy in the suit. That's where I fit. But there's a lot of luck in it, and there's a lot of perseverance. It's like fishing on Weiss Lake. Keep throwing your line out, and you're going to hook something sooner or later. And don't get discouraged, because I've had auditions that I thought were stellar. I did an audition for a film, and I was playing a pharmacist in the 1940s. It was As I Lay Dying, the Faulkner novel. And it was so good. I said, you know, I'm in. They've got to hire me. Look at this audition. It's excellent. I didn't hear a word. You know, you you just don't know.
Because it's who's on the other end that's looking and how they perceive things to be.
And I had no idea I would get this role. I almost didn't do the audition, Jerry. It came in on a Friday afternoon, and they said, we need this back quickly. And I said, I don't have time to do it. I don't have time to learn all these lines. And my office staff said, oh, come on, it's Tyler Perry, do it. You can go back in there and study your lines. You got 20 minutes, go study your lines. And I said, oh, they talked me into it. Glad they did.
Yeah, absolutely. And it also could lead to something else. Someone else, just like your agent saw you, other directors or people that could see this and say, I like that judge, we gotta have a role coming.
It's like a snowball.
It could manifest itself in that manner.
Surely. And that's what I hope it will do.
Absolutely. That gives you just more exposure.
And exposure is the word, the key word, exposure.
And you never know who's watching.
That's true. There'll be a lot of folks watching tonight.
Absolutely.
Hopefully most of Cherokee County will be watching.
I'm sure they will be.
My old friends and patients. But let me say something about Jerry Baker, folks. Jerry Baker is the voice. He's the beacon. What a blessing we have. Having you and this radio station here. I mean that.
I appreciate that.
You are the man. Yes, sir. You're the go-to guy, Jerry Baker. And when you call this radio station, you don't get a recording. You get a person on the other end of the line.
Exactly.
Yes, sir. And that's wonderful.
We want our callers to identify with our employees, and they do. And when you call, we want that personal service.
You've got a great thing going here, and it's because of all the hard work and the talent here. And I thank you.
We have a great staff that does a lot of hard work, and they do it well. And we're very appreciative of it, of them and what they do, because I can't do it all. And I know that. I'm limited as to what I can do, but they have been with me. And most of them have been here for 10 years or longer.
Wow, that's great.
We have two that's been here less than 10 years.
That's a nice track record.
That's not too shabby. And we're thankful that we try not to be too hard to work with.
Well.
And then we try to encourage them and stay out of their way is the main thing. I just say, here's what we need to do, guys, and you tell us how we need to do it, and I get out of the way.
Well, you're a great force in this county, and you're a blessing to this community.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you for saying that.
It's true. It's true.
And we hope we've earned a little bit of that down through the years. Dr. Staley Colbert's going to be on the haves and the have-nots, and we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with him in just a moment. He's got to get out of here. He's got to get back to work, and we're talking about his pastime and his hobby with acting, and we'll have Dr. Colbert right after this.
Comfortable, dependable, and reliable. Three important reasons why Trane is the number one choice in energy-efficient heating and cooling systems for your home or business. Trane products are available from Eddie's Refrigeration Heating and Air at Galesville. Call Eddie's at 256-422-3831 for more information on a Trane system for your needs, so you can stay cool and comfortable during the hot summer days and roasty-toasty warm on those cold winter nights ahead. The technicians at Eddie's can keep your system running at peak efficiency for lower energy costs. Call for quick service at 256-422-3831. Eddie's Refrigeration, Heat and Air is your Trane dealer in the Weiss Lake area, located on Highway 68 at Galesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane.
Congratulations to Talita Farah from Galesville, who won $198 in the cash giveaway. Go by this week and register for $99 at Ray's Saws, 721 West Main Street in Center, and M&M Farms and Country Meats, 199 Riverbend Road in Galesville, just off Main Street. Then listen at 6:30 Friday morning for your name to be called out. If it is, call us back within 9 minutes and 90 seconds to claim your $99 prize on 100.5 FM and 990 AM WEIS.
When marketing rep Amy Phelps stays at La Quinta Inns and Suites, she's greeted by a fun, friendly staff.
Welcome back, Amy.
And the next day, during Amy's business meeting, you know what happens?
Nice job, sales team. Bobo, huh? I'm gonna need you to stop pounding your chest and sit down.
Sorry, boss.
She takes on the 800-pound gorilla in the room.
Moving on. Who wrote I'm the alpha male on the walls?
La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book now at LQ.com.
Consignment auction to be held on Saturday, February 22nd at 9 a.m. at the Mid-States Auction Yard on County Road 7 in Leesburg. There'll be farm, construction, and forestry equipment, tractor, and internet line to begin at 10:30 a.m. Online bidding offered through EquipmentFacts.com. Call David at 256-523-2084 for more information. At Mid-States Auctioneers, you pay a 5% buyer's premium. Mid-States Auctioneers, Jimmy Mitchell, Alabama, license number 1372.
We're back in our studios with Dr. Staley Colbert talking about his acting career. And, of course, Dr. Colbert's been at this a while. And one thing that we haven't mentioned, Staley, is that you've been not only in parts in films and movies and TV, but you've also landed some commercials. You've done some TV commercials.
I have done several. That's really where I started landing jobs, were a lot of local commercials in Atlanta. And, of course, a lot of those never aired over here, but I did a couple of national. I did a Burger King one time, and then I did a Zurich insurance one that aired nationally for quite a while. There's a lot of money. When you do a national, you get paid very, very handsomely.
And that's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
If you enjoy what you're doing, it's fun, but then you get paid to have fun.
Yes. Hey, isn't that neat? It's kind of like being in the radio.
It is. You just can't do any better, Staley. You really can't. And it's great. Congratulations on your success. We wish you many more years of success and a lot of fun doing what you love to do.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor to sit here with you in this studio.
Well, we hope that you'll come back on your next role and tell us what you have, and as your career expands and continues to grow, that you'll keep us in mind and keep us informed so that we can let our listeners follow you.
I will, most assuredly.
Thank you. Dr. Staley Colbert, we appreciate you so very much for coming in. The haves and the have-nots tonight. Last week's show will be on at 7 o'clock, and then new fresh show will be on at 8, that's Central Time, on the Oprah Network. Tune in tonight and catch Dr. Colbert on that show. You'll enjoy it.